Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Wednesday, the Law and Order Committee heard submissions on a bill that would see assaults against police and corrections officers used as aggravating factors during criminal sentencing. The committee heard from Kim Workman, an ex-cop now representing Rethinking Crime and Punishment. He questioned the premise for introducing the bill.
The claim that there's been a significant increase in assaults on the police and on prison officers over the past 5 to 10 years is difficult to justify when you look at the increase of the population by 480,700 during that period and an increase in the number of sworn police officers of 1,766. So we need to keep that in perspective. What we should be looking at is the rate of assault rather than raw numbers.
Mr. Workman said the bill was simply scaremongering.
I'm not sure that this bill is a response to moral panic. I think it may have, in fact, been an initiator of moral panic. It may be that just putting those stats out there, and there's statements by Simon Power and the Minister for Corrections, which I think a lot of people would be seriously concerned about, without thinking that this is actually raw numbers and there's been a huge population increase and a huge number of police. So it's not really a true reflection of anything. And so people may have become, you know, panicked as a result of that sort of publicity, rather than being saying, well, look, the rate, you know, has gone down.
Mr. Workman said perhaps the police should be changing their behaviour.
I think what we need to understand is that assaults, you know, against the police often deserved it. So we need to identify the 10 to 15% of police officers and prison officers who tend to use their powers improperly.
Rethinking Crime and Punishment representative Kim Workman. Next day, Thursday, there was a claim by the Human Rights Commissioner that some MPs show a lack of respect for submitters at select committees. That came during an inquiry into the review of rules which govern procedure and behaviour in Parliament. That's when the Standing Orders Committee heard from the Human Rights Commissioner, Judy McGregor.
Over the past 5 years, we have noticed what we consider to be a different sort of culture and climate around some select committees that we appear before in relation to the respect of members for some submitters.
Or lack of respect.
We're talking in a way about occasional episodes of disrespect. So we're talking about something that I think isn't covered in the standing orders, but might be covered in the standing orders in a, if I could use this term, motherhood and apple pie nature.
And Dr. McGregor said her concerns came with a qualification.
We're not shirking our responsibility as a commission, who should appear on before select committees, to withstand robust scrutiny from members. That's not our difficulty, and I would want that on record, really, because we deserve, as a Human Rights Commission, to be subject to quite, you know, strong and critical questioning when required. So it's not that issue that we... I wouldn't want you to think we were here as shrinking violets, you know, pleading some sort of special case, because that's not our issue.
Dr. McGregor wondered if the presence of computer screens on select committee tables had resulted in a deterioration of MPs' behaviour.
We did have a discussion about the difference between members' engagement with submitters prior to the screens being introduced and subsequent to the screens being introduced. And there was a sort of suggestion by those of us who come often to select committees that often when there is bad behaviour, people are hiding behind their screens, a sort of rude and then hide behind their screens. And yesterday, for example, a very good chair at another select committee asked that, because I was sitting here and it was a smaller desk, couldn't see me and asked for the screen to be removed so she could make direct eye contact.
That was on Wednesday when Dr. McGregor appeared before the Law and Order Committee, which was looking at a bill that would allow people over the age of 65 to be permanently excused from jury service. But Human Rights Commissioner Judy McGregor said that wasn't fair.
The Commission has had a long record and history in combating age discrimination and promoting the rights of older people to participate in all aspects of democracy and society for as long as possible. And we believe that just to impose an arbitrary age in terms of the right to opt
opt out of jury service is in fact stereotypical and redolent of ageist thinking. And so we would like to see that removed from the Act.
Dr. McGregor also questioned the practicalities of the proposed change.
We don't think New Zealand can afford to allow 65 pluses to permanently excuse themselves just looking at the demographic issues that New Zealand will face. Already 13% of New Zealand's population is 65 and over, and that will go to about 25% by about 2050. So it's about a quarter of the population.
And Dr. McGregor pointed to other benefits of having seniors sitting on juries.
We think that older jurors would bring a wealth of life experience to jury service should they want to serve. And also, I think we need to take into account that retired people do have more available time. For example, as I approach 65, I hope I can serve on a jury for the first time in my life.
Human Rights Commissioner Judy McGregor speaking at the Standing Orders Committee's inquiry into a review of rules governing protocol in Parliament. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.